Today, the message is called Fast Forward. We're going to fast forward a little bit to look at what we want to do someday. So we're going to see a lot of us, we're sitting now, we're getting to the point where we go, okay, I like this thing, maybe I could do that someday. So for me, I'm going to rewind a second. Well, when I was in your shoes, when I was in your seat, I was trying to think through, okay, what did I want to be when I grew up? What did I want to do? One of those things, I wanted to be the first man on Mars. Well, that didn't work out. I'm terrible at math, terrible at science, and so I found out probably at your age, I was like, yeah, scratch that one off the list, not going to make it to Mars. Hopefully someone will, but it's not going to be me. So then I thought, okay, I want to be a World Cup soccer player. I want to play soccer in the World Cup, and then I tried out for soccer, and I was tall. Coach put me in and said, hey, go get those headers. But I was not the power forward, the throwing the goals in, and the star of the team. So quickly I found out, okay, that's not going to be me either. But all of us have something we want to be. Maybe it's a fireman. Maybe it's a princess. Maybe you're still in that age. Maybe that's more kindergarten or second grade. Sorry, not trying to offend you. But maybe it's a nurse. You want to be a doctor. You want to be a lawyer. You want to be the president of the United States. Hey, it's doable. Somebody's got to do it. But you're all probably, you may have no idea what you want to do. I still don't know what I want to do either, so I'm trying to figure it out. You don't have to know, but some of you guys and most of you guys probably have an idea. Man, I want to do that someday. And you look up to somebody. You look up to a guy or to a girl. Maybe it's your dad. Maybe it's your mom. And you look at them and you say, someday I want to do what that guy's doing. Someday I want to do what she's doing. I want that to be me. And so we all think of what we want to do, but do we think of who we want to be? We think of what we want to be, but we think of who we want to be. I didn't. When I was sitting in your shoes, I was just trying to get my homework done right after church. I'd go home on Sunday and have a test the next day, and but I wasn't really thinking, okay, God, who do I have to be right now so I can be that man someday? Ladies, who do I have to be right now so that I can be a great mom someday? So that I can be a great woman in the workplace someday. Because someday is going to come. And it's not going to just be... So for me, and part of my story, and hopefully this year we can go into more of it, I really struggle with purity. And I remember being in your shoes thinking, okay, you know what? When I'm married, I won't really wrestle with that anymore. I won't have that temptation. So someday that won't be a problem. I'll tell you what, guys. It's twice as hard being married than it is where you are right now. So it depends on what you do right now for who you're going to be someday. You think, okay, maybe I'll obey my parents later on in high school. I don't really have to right now. Maybe I'll tell more people about Jesus later on, like after I'm out of school, because then it's less awkward. Maybe if I'm working next to him in the cubicle, that's okay. But right now it's kind of awkward because we share notes. They know I love Jesus. But who you want to be someday, it all depends right now. The man or woman that you want to be someday starts today. The man or woman that you want to be down the road, spiritually, how you look to your Heavenly Father, that starts right now. And how you give yourself to the Lord, how you surrender yourself to the Lord, how you're disciplined. So I'm going to put some on the screen. I want you to think about. I want to give you a few seconds to just think to yourselves. Think to yourselves, hey, someday, who is the man or woman I want to be? Think about it. Write it down. Maybe plug it in your phone. Just take 30 seconds and think to yourself, okay, the man or woman I want to be, what is that? Think about it for a second. So this week, I'm going to encourage you guys to keep thinking about that. Even if you're a leader, think about, who is God calling me to be someday? And how can I begin to do that right now? So your next question, be my next question, is, are you kidding me, Harrison? I'm in junior high. I'm in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. I'll be a man way down the road. What am I supposed to do right now? I'm a kid. I can barely ride a roller coaster. I'm not tall enough. Like, how am I supposed to impact the kingdom eternally right now? I get you're telling me that. I get you're trying to make me think about it. But what does that do for me now? Well, I'll tell you what. God has something to say about that. So let's look in 1 Timothy 4:12. Here's what it says. Paul is writing to Timothy. He says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity." Okay, well, there's Bible speaking right to you. That's the Word of God just saying, hey, don't let anybody look down on you because you're young. So first one I want to point out, it says, don't let anyone. Paul's basically saying, God's basically saying, hey, it doesn't matter who they are, you're important to me. I love you. You're worth it. I can use you in unbelievable ways. Trust me. Follow me. Don't let anyone tell you that you're not worth it. Nobody. Not your family, not your friends, not your teacher. And that doesn't mean that we can do whatever we want. It doesn't mean we can go out and say, look, I'm God's child. Just let me go. But we can, in boldness and in faith, step forward and say, hey, I know God's got me. God's going to work in and through me. Don't let anybody look down on you because you're young, because you're God's children. It says here, Romans 8:17, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit, and we are children of God. And if children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. You are God's child, bought with a price, and you are heir to his kingdom. We will be with Jesus in heaven someday. That's what we have to look forward to. But he says, hey, don't wait till then. Be that man or woman right now. The other thing that Paul's saying here in Timothy is he says, hey, set an example for the believers. So a lot of times I've thought, okay, you know what? Even right now where I am, I'm a little older. I've got some people under me. I can minister and disciple to them because I've been where they are, and I'll just pour myself out to those younger than me. But I don't know how to talk to somebody older than me. How am I going to love on them? Paul's not saying, hey, if you're this age, love on the people this many years under you. He says, set an example for the believers, the church, the people around you, the people who love and follow Jesus. You be the example. You stand up and say, this is the way I love Jesus, by your life. You say, this is how much I love him. What are you going to do about it? He's calling all of us to live in such a way that people go, whoa. There's a song out right now, a popular song, I Want to Live Like That. That's the way that we're supposed to live. I want to live like that. And God's calling it to be you in sixth grade, in seventh grade, in eighth grade. It doesn't matter. God's calling it to be you. While I was studying, in my Bible, I've got a little study Bible. And one of the notes under this passage, here's what it said. Regardless of your age, God can use you. Whether you are young or old, don't think of your age as a handicap. Live so others can see Christ in you. When I was your age, I thought of my age as a handicap. I thought, I'm way too young. But you're not. God can use you. And I can prove it to you. Because we're talking, this is our book that we study out of every week, the Bible. And it is full of stories where God uses men and women, just ordinary people, for extraordinary things. And he doesn't just use men and women. He uses guys and girls your age where you are right now. You don't believe me? I'll show you. Look, so we're going to go. If you have a Bible, you can write these down. If you're taking notes, write these down because I want you guys to look at these throughout this week, throughout this year. People in Scripture just like you who were probably sitting in your shoes saying, man, I don't know what I'm doing. Who's heard of King David? King David was an unbelievable man, a man after God's own heart. But he was a boy at one point, and he was a shepherd, and he sat in the fields. And so there was a guy named Samuel. And Samuel, we're going to hear a little bit more about him later, but Samuel went forward, and he had to find the next king. So he goes to this family, and he sees all these mighty men, and he starts picking them like, surely, God, that's him. God says, no, that's not him. Finally, Samuel says, okay, none of these. Is there someone else? And David's dad says, yeah, I got this other guy, this boy in the field. Can't use him. Brings him in. He says, that's the one. Little shepherd boy. And what did David do? He's your age. He didn't say, he's a young man. He's, you know, and just like young ladies, if you say, hey, I want to use you. David didn't go, okay, God's going to use me now. I'm king. This is what I'm going to do. He just said, okay, great. Whenever God calls me up there, I'll do it, but I'm going to be faithful now. I'm just going to jump in. I'm going to be faithful where I am to my sheep. I'm going to love them. Then we know the story of David and Goliath. Unbelievable story where a boy takes down a 9-foot-tall Philistine giant. It's impossible, but nothing's impossible with God, and he uses this boy, David. All of this is in 1 Samuel 17 and 18, 16 and 17, sorry. And he uses David, and David just uses what he has. He doesn't put on the armor. He doesn't use this big sword. He doesn't need all this fancy stuff. He just says, well, I got a slingshot. God, how can you use that? Just like the boy with the fishes and loaves. I got 2 fish, some bread. God says, I can use that. You say, well, I'm 17, or I'm 12. I can use that. Be faithful. So this guy, Samuel, I told you about Samuel. Samuel was a young boy too. Go figure. We all start as young little boys and girls. But Samuel, he's sitting there as just a kid. And he's laying there in sleep, and he hears Samuel, Samuel, Samuel. And he was under this man named Eli. And he goes to Eli and says, yeah, I'm here. Eli goes, go back to bed. Are you crazy? I didn't talk to you. This happens 3 times. And then Eli realizes, oh my goodness, that's God speaking to you. Samuel, Samuel. Samuel says, yes, Lord. Here I am. And the reason he thought it was Eli is because he's so intimate with God. He loves God so much he can hear his voice. We got to listen to God's voice. The story of Joseph. You know this guy named Joseph. He's a little older. He was once your age, but at 17, not much older than you guys, 17, his father loved him more than any. He gave him this coat of many colors, and all of his brothers were so mad. They said, I'm done with this kid. Let's get him out of our family. And they sold him into slavery. I don't know about you guys, but that's a bummer. I wouldn't want to be Joseph. But Joseph is a man who was faithful to God. And the story of Joseph goes on, and he becomes this great man in Potiphar's house, and then he gets thrown into jail because Potiphar accuses him of harming his wife. And then he interprets the dreams, and he becomes Pharaoh's right-hand man, the second man in the kingdom. And he forgave his family. All this time he's sitting in prison, he could have just hated them. He could have just said, I'm not doing anything about that. But he said, man, I'm going to look at the man I want to be, and I'm not going to be a guy who's just bitter and hates people. I'm going to forgive him. And he forgave his family. And he loved him. And he invited them in later. It's an unbelievable story. Josiah. Josiah is a king of Israel. He was 8 years old. 8 years old when his dad dies and he becomes king. King. Who's ready to be the president of the United States right now? Yeah, right. You thought Stuart Bodenheimer was crazy? Like, can you imagine the weight of being king or president? This kid Josiah said, okay, I'm going to do it. And he had people helping him, right? So he starts to rebuild the temple. This is in 2 Kings 5. He starts to rebuild the temple. And he starts to, like, somebody finds this book. And they realize it's God's law. It's the law of God. And he says, oh my gosh, where has this been? We need this. He starts studying God's word. He starts digging into it. And they start rebuilding the temple and rebuilding the kingdom. And God is glorified because of this 8-year-old boy, because he was faithful when he becomes 16. And then when he becomes 26, he says, we're going to live this way. And he transforms a nation. Some of you guys in here right now could someday be the president of the United States. Could someday be a senator. Could someday be a principal in a school. You could change the nation. You could change your family by being a dad or a mom. You have the power to change, but that's not going to happen overnight. Josiah didn't do that overnight. He was faithful to God, and he studied, and he studied, and he studied, and people trusted him. Naaman was this little servant girl. Esther was this girl, and they're all in these king's palaces, and they just pray, and they follow God, and they love him, and God uses them just like he wants to use you. All of these are ordinary people. None of these people are anybody with special gifts or talents. God just uses who they are because they love him and they want to follow him. And that's exactly what God wants to do with you. And it can happen today. But there was one man who was extraordinary. There was one man who was different than any other man that walked the face of the earth, and that's Jesus. And there's a story in Luke 2 where Jesus goes and they come into Jerusalem with his family, and Mary and Joseph leave, and they accidentally leave Jesus. And they can't find him. They go look for him, and Jesus is in the temple. He's studying. He's talking with all of the teachers of the law. He's asking them questions. He's digging in with them. He's teaching the people. Jesus is doing this. And you say, yeah, but that's Jesus. I'm just a kid. Yeah, but Jesus is in you. Jesus is living in you right now, and you have his power by his Spirit. And he can live in and through you and do these amazing things, just like he did through all these people throughout Scripture. It's amazing what God can do through you if you just let him. We have that same knowledge. We have that same boldness, and we can go forth and proclaim the name of Jesus to a lost world. That's what all these people did. You have to start now. You're not going to just wake up one day and be a great dad. The way you become a great dad is because you dig in right now. You follow the Lord. So some things that they did. David, he just stayed faithful when he was a shepherd. He kept going. When he had to fight Goliath, he just picked up some stones. Joseph, he prayed in that cell. He forgave his family. Samuel listened. He laid in bed and he listened to God when he spoke to him. Josiah studied the word. Jesus spoke the word. So what can you do today? What can you do this week? We talked about taking action. You can take action. Grab rocks. Grab what you've got. Grab the word of God. Study it. Give it to people. Give it to your small group. What else you can do? You can be faithful. Keep coming to small group. Keep loving on the kid who sits next to you in math class. Keep telling him about Jesus. Keep praying for him. You can pray. Pray for those kids. Pray for your small group. Listen to the Holy Spirit. God's trying to speak to you just like Samuel. Study God's word. Dig in just like Josiah did. And then preach God's word. You're not too young to preach. We preach by the way we live our lives. Live it out fully and let people see that you love Jesus and you follow him. We are his disciples. So we have to fast forward to where we want to be someday and think about that this week. Think, man, what are those things? Write them down. How can I be a godly woman of God? What are these godly women I see? What do they do? What are these godly men I see? What do they do? Look through Scripture. These aren't the only stories. This book is full of stories where God uses men and women. Find them. Study them. Ask your small group, their leader. Ask your leaders. Ask your parents and say, hey, how can I be a man like this? How can I be a man like David? How can I be a woman like Esther? That's what you can do this week. So we're about to jump into a series here in a couple weeks where we look how we can move forward in our faith. We can look how we can become this person, this man or woman that God's calling us to. We can see how we can do that right now. In addition to some of these things, and then digging more into some of these things, we can move forward in our faith instead of staying stagnant, instead of staying where we are. Next week, you're going to get to hear from Will Heidel and from Erica Ashley. They're the ones up here waving the flags. They're our new interns for the year. And they're going to share with you just where God has brought them, who they were in junior high, what the things that they did in junior high made them who they are today. It's going to be awesome. So look forward to that time. And then we're going to jump into a series where we can move forward in our faith. Let me pray for you guys real quick. Lord, I just thank you for this morning. I thank you for your word. I thank you that you don't just say, hey, live this way. But you give us examples of people who did. And you give us examples of people who don't in the sacrifices. You give us examples of people who are not perfect, who fail at it, who keep trying, who you keep calling to more. Lord, help us. Help us to seek you fully. Help us to be men and women of prayer. Help us to be faithful. Help us to just be bold in our schools this week. And so I pray for these students as they go out. And I just pray you continue to speak to them by your Spirit and by your word this week. We love you, Jesus. We praise your name. Amen.